You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Florida cops pull over a stolen U-Haul and arrest driver James Boswell. While Boswell's being cuffed, passenger Ginger Taylor slides into the driver's seat and, of course, takes off. Later, cops find the stolen truck again. Taylor runs over an officer, then rolls down the street, crashing into a fence. Well, that's some getaway. Taylor doesn't give up, trying to hoof it, but is quickly caught. Crime Online's John Limley.
Nancy, the officer accidentally discharged his firearm when Taylor hit him with the U-Haul, and Taylor was shot in the leg. The 31-year-old was not seriously injured and continued to resist arrest. The deputy hit was also not seriously injured and is now placed on administrative leave. Both Taylor and Boswell also had several out-of-state warrants at the time of their arrest.
Taylor, 31, now charged with ag battery on a cop, reckless fleeing and eluding, and resisting with violence. Boswell, 27, charged with grand theft. A mom leaves her 10-year-old in the driveway in the car, engine on, to run back in the home. Carson Tate III, armed with a gun, takes off with the child in the back seat. The child jumps out of the car and runs home.
The child was left with minor scrapes and bruises from jumping out of the car and was commended on his bravery during the incident. The boy's mother was left completely shocked by Tate's brazenness to steal the car from their home in broad daylight, knowing the child was inside.
North Carolina cops catch up with Tate and arrest him on grand theft, kidnap, gun charges, and resisting. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A Maine man in custody in New Hampshire has been charged with killing a Massachusetts man and a Maine teenager. 46-year-old Aaron Aldrich of Auburn, Maine, was already in the Rockingham County Jail on property crime charges when the murder charges were filed in Maine. The victims, whose bodies were discovered a week ago in a home in Portland, Maine, were identified as 21-year-old Shoaib Muhammad Adan of Springfield, Massachusetts, and 16-year-old Muhammad Aiden of Lewiston. The bodies were found when the Androscoggin County Sheriff's Department conducted a welfare check. Aldrich will face extradition proceedings in New Hampshire before he can be returned to Maine to face the murder charges. A Florida man has been sentenced to life for killing two little girls and their grandfather in a crash while high on meth. A circuit judge in Ocala sentenced 52-year-old Stephen Lynn after 2 hours of testimony from Lynn's own family and the family of the victims. He pleaded no contest in November to 3 counts of DUI manslaughter and other traffic offenses. Lynn was arrested by state troopers in November 2019 after his pickup ran the stoplight and T-boned a compact SUV. The SUV's driver, 71-year-old Emilio Nunez, had just picked up his granddaughters, 9-year-old Nevaeh Nunez and 7-year-old Catalina Nunez, from school. All three died in the crash. State troopers administered a field sobriety at the scene. Results from a court-ordered blood test showed that Len was under the influence of methamphetamine and two other substances at the time of the crash. A New Orleans teenager has pleaded guilty to federal charges in connection with multiple carjackings in the city and still faces a second-degree murder charge in connection with the death of a 12-year-old boy. The U.S. Attorney's Office in New Orleans says 19-year-old Tyrese Harris pleaded guilty to 5 federal charges, including 1 for using a firearm in a carjacking, which could land him in prison for life. The crimes to which he pleaded guilty also include a carjacking at the gasoline pumps at a New Orleans Costco, during which the car's owner suffered serious injuries when she was dragged behind the car. Sentencing on the federal crimes is set for May 30th. Meanwhile, Harris still faces a state second-degree murder charge that, if he's found guilty, would land him with a mandatory life sentence. An after-school fight between 2 11-year-old boys that ended when one allegedly stabbed the other has spurred protests by parents and high school students who want leadership changes in the northern New Jersey district. Roughly 100 students at Perth Amboy High School staged a walkout to voice their concerns, while several parents and community members gathered later in the day for a rally at City Hall. Both groups said they are concerned that district leaders have failed to address unsafe conditions in schools throughout the city, which is about 30 miles south of New York City. The stabbing occurred on a city street shortly after classes had ended at Samuel Scholl Middle School. Authorities have said the alleged assailant used a kitchen knife to stab the other boy, who remains hospitalized in stable condition and is expected to recover.
A customer argues with a store clerk in a Tennessee gas station after the clerk refuses to sell alcohol. In a rage, the customer picks up an entire rack of chips and exits the store, shoving the rack in his car before driving off. Joseph Braswell notices several bags of chips on the ground and eats two bags before cops show up and notice Braswell with crumbs on his face. Braswell knew the chips were stolen, so he's charged with theft by receiving stolen chips. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.